guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. And she's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys. I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast.
And welcome back to another rousing rendition. The Music List Podcast.
Rest in peace, headphone users.
Just want to make sure you're all awake out there in podcast land. I've been with me are my sisters, Beth and Heather. And we are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. We had so much fun with the last episode doing movie soundtracks. If you haven't listened to that one, you need to go back and hit that one. That we thought we would do a TV-themed one for this episode, and we're going to strictly stick to the 1980s. My understanding was it was the most iconic 80s TV theme song. So not necessarily the best, but the most iconic. And so that's pretty self-explanatory, right? Had to be a TV show between 1980 and 1989. Yeah. Had to be on the TV screen.
Right? On your moving picture box. That's,
well, or as Macho Man used to say in the 80s, the video scope, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Video scope. So I'll tell you what my criteria was here. I had the piano bar criteria. This was like my one and only. This is the way I viewed the entire thing. If somebody plays this at a piano bar, how many people enjoy it and sing along?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was basically it. And so that was, that's how I approached it. Do I enjoy the song? Do I know it, first of all?
Yeah.
And then, you know, will I just put my head back if somebody's banging on this thing on a piano and I'm just singing my guts out? You know, if it's a yes, it's on the list.
To these TV themes, singing your guts out.
Oh.
I would. I'm not judging.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I absolutely would.
Some bangers.
Yes.
Some bangers.
Yes.
I'm trying to think where it was. It might have been in San Antonio where we went to a piano bar. The biggest hits they had were TV stuff. It was like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The people went nuts. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nuts, you know. That's how it kind of fit my criteria, because I remember going to that and seeing that. So mm-hmm. What were you guys looking for with your 80s?
Same.
We all went with the piano bar test. That was
it. I wouldn't have called it the piano bar test.
Do you know it? When it starts, like the first 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, do people be like, oh, I love this, you know, and sing along? Everybody knows all the words and.
Yeah. And for me, as someone who was not alive, is it so people who even may not have watched the show, would they be familiar with this theme song?
Right.
And its influence on pop culture and lasting appeal and use? Like, is it still used today? Like, a lot of them, they're great, but like, have you seen it used elsewhere that other than just this TV show? Mm-hmm. Like, has it been pulled and sampled for other things? That kind of helps bump that up to me.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this because I don't know if this is good or this is bad.
I know what you're going to say.
We watched a lot of TV. We watched... I want to tell you, this is how much TV we watch in our house. The biggest wrestling match in our family was between dad and setting the timer on the VCR. That was the biggest wrestling match we had. That was showdown.
Hey, and at least you were you the remote for a while?
I was
the remote for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure. And then...
And the air conditioning.
Now, when we... now, by the time we get to, I guess, maybe the 90s, and that was when all the Thank Goodness It's Friday stuff was on, right?
Like Full House?
Yeah, I mean, we would record like 4 hours worth of stuff because we'd... They were all great shows. It was like Full House, Family Matters. I mean, that America's Funniest Home Videos was on Friday nights. That's how much I remember the lineup on Friday night.
Then you had like Must See TV on Thursdays. And
but we had football games, you know. Yeah. And so and Dad had to be there early because he announced the games. And so we had to be there like before anybody else. I mean, it's like 6 o'clock. We're rolling in. And the games didn't get over. We wouldn't get home till 10:15. So, I mean, it was literally like 4 hours worth of TV.
Well, and someday you remember it'd be like, did you tape it in the bedroom?
Oh,
we
had two
VCRs. Because you might have a show on two different.
Yeah, for sure.
Two different channels.
Oh, man.
Life before streaming.
Yeah.
Was rough.
They don't know the struggle.
No.
Kids today don't know the struggle. For sure.
And just watching on demand.
You know, I mean, like I can't imagine what it was like before VCR.
It was terrible because if you missed it, you had to wait until the summer when they do reruns.
You know, but I'm looking at my list right now, my top nine, and there are songs on there that I'm like, man, how could I not fit it in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But the way this is going to work is Heather gets first pick. I get second pick. Beth gets third pick. And then in the second round, we snake draft, so Beth will get first pick, but that means Heather gets first pick in the last round. That'll give us a total of 9 iconic 80s TV themes, and then the real battle royale begins when we try to shave 4 of them off and cut it down to 5. And then it gets even tougher because we've got to rank them 1 through 5, and I just have a feeling, an inkling, that there are some sacred cows that people are not going to want to cut.
Yeah,
probably.
Probably.
So,
I don't want to cut any of mine. I tell you right now, I don't want to cut any of mine.
Oh, I don't either. I'm going to go.
I can sing all of mine.
Yeah.
Straight through.
So this is going to be, I think we kind of, when we were making this list, like we thought, okay, we just got through all the Van Halen. let's do something easy. Let's do something fun and lighthearted. This has potential
to not be
for some post-July fireworks, is what I'm trying to say. So, anyway, with that said, Heather, you can get us started.
Okay. So, this particular show, I loved it. And every kid my age loved it. And loved it so much that I had not one, but 2 of the t-shirts that you would go down to Gibson's and get the heat press, you know, glitter transfer with your name on the back and the glitter letters and stuff. Hit it.
You just like those Duke boys.
Oh, I did. Oh, Bo in particular. Never mean it no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves. 1980. Flattening the hills. Country legend, Waylon Jennings. Number 1 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. Making their way. All right, so the Dukes of Hazzard ran from 1979 to 1985. This was actually this was okay. I was just making sure they had the Yeehaw at the end. This is actually Waylon Jennings' biggest hit on the Billboard Hot 100, as it turns out. But it's fantastic. It's certified platinum in 2007 for a million, for because it hit a million ringtone sales. Oh, man. So this show, like, I cannot, I mean, Mom can probably vouch for how much I loved Bo Duke. I had a poster in my room, and you know, everybody had the had the generally, you know, you could not make this show today.
Well, they did. You know, they remade it, but well, they had the American flag on the top of the car.
Oh, they did?
In the most recent movie,
in the 2007. I don't know. I didn't watch that.
I think they put the American flag on instead of the rebel flag on it.
Okay.
I think. Maybe
you
not.
Know, and like, there are some things about this show that are so iconic, made it into the, you know, like Daisy Dukes. Mm-hmm. When you say Daisy Dukes, you know exactly what those are. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know exactly if you hear that horn sound, you know exactly what vehicle is making mm-hmm. that sound. It was just, it was fun, and it was, for Southern kids, it was, you know, there, it was a little bit relatable, maybe. You probably recognized some of those characters mm-hmm. in your own town. Of course, the sliding across the hood of the car was...
What's funny is trying to watch people pull that off.
Yeah, that doesn't really play out like...
Without practice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually covered by the Chipmunks. In the Chipmunks Go Hollywood, 1982. And also has been covered by John Anderson, which I myself would like to hear.
Hmm.
But there's, you know... Waylon Jennings also narrated the show.
Right.
And so...
But he's not called... What is he called in the credits? The storyteller?
Something like that.
It's not narrator, I don't think. It's...
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But, yeah, like, the episode with Loretta Lynn. Iconic.
Osco Pico Train.
Yep. Boss Hogg.
Have you ever watched an episode of Dukes of Hazzard?
Not one.
It's so fun.
Oh, Boss Hogg is such a classic character.
Yeah. Yeah. And the drive, I mean, growing up as a Southern kid.
It's like a 30-minute Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Every week. wait a minute. Let me guess. Let me guess, you've never seen Smokey and the Bandit.
You would be correct.
Yeah, wow.
I'm telling y'all, if we get a Patreon going, that's my idea. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to make one for
videos.
The team.
Reaction
I'm going to watch all these must-see movies, and I'll tell you.
And okay. You can do TV shows, too, now.
I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm just saying that in addition to the fact that it was a great show, it is... a great song. It's just a great country song that you get to hear a little story in just a minute and a half. And I dig it, and everybody knows it. Everybody sings it. That's all. Dukes of Hazzard.
You know, my favorite line is actually in the full song mm-hmm. and not in, but it says, it's talking about, you know, my mama loves me, but she don't understand. They keep a show on my hands and not my face on TV.
Yes, there is a longer
Beth, you
version.
Because you don't remember that from the 80s either. Used to when they would arrest people and they would walk them, they would not show their face. They would just show their hands cuffed behind their back. And so that's why the line, they keep showing my hands and not my face on TV.
And also, they don't ever show Waylon Jennings' face. They show him picking the guitar at the beginning, and they never, so you don't know that it's this country icon, you know, doing the.
But that's in reference to the perp walk that they used to do when they would just show walk. their hands behind their back, and they would never show the person's face walking in that got arrested or whatever. So, Yeah, I'm never going to complain about Waylon Jennings being put on the list. My turn, yes? Mm-hmm. You know, one thing about a good small town like Hazard County is everybody knows your name.
Oh, yeah.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Oh, this is great.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Oh, boom, boom. And they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
So this was Cheers. Cheers aired from 1982 to 1993. Written by Gary Portnoy and Judy Hart Angelo. Portnoy is the one who performed it. He also wrote the Punky Brewster theme song.
Oh.
Every Time I Turn Around.
Yep.
So, you know, as far as accolades go for theme songs, there's not many songs that chart. This one did, both in the United States and the United Kingdom, was inside the Billboard Top 100. It almost got into the Billboard Top 40, which is very rare for a theme song, but got close. Did get an Emmy nomination in 83. Rolling Stone magazine ranked it the greatest TV theme song of all time. TV Guide named it the greatest TV theme song of all time. So this is actually the one where I got the idea for the piano bar test, because they played this in, because it's a piano. So, it, I mean, it's tailor-made for a piano bar. And, I mean, the people just ate it up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody knew every word and was just singing their freaking hearts out. The only one that compared was Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew the Fresh Prince lyrics, mm-hmm. too. But I think this song actually does kind of talk to you, because everybody does want to go where you're known, you know, where you have people to talk to. So, like, outside of the context of the show, it's just a good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just meaningful, and I think that it doesn't hurt that Cheers is one of the most iconic sitcoms of all time. Like, if you were gonna have like a top five all time sitcom show, Cheers is, if it's not in the top five, it's knocking on the door.
Except I didn't.
You didn't like Cheers?
I didn't watch it very much.
Oh, I love Cheers. I think I was
too young for it.
Well, I was younger than you.
Well,
maybe I was more mature.
I have an old soul.
Maybe so.
But I love Norm.
Yeah, I mean,
you know. And then when we were older, we had the spinoff.
Yeah, the Frasier spinoff,
which was also hilarious. Which was '90s and has a great theme song in it. Yeah. You know, scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
That's another episode. Yeah.
So yeah, that's my pick. Cheers.
It's good.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Oh, I know what it is. It has to be.
To present to you my number one pick.
I can't believe you got it.
I can't believe it either. What are y'all doing with your lives?
Well,
it's not your number one.
It's my number two, so
let's play it.
Bottom, no,
it is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party,
invited everybody,
invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be you. And the card attached would say,
thank you for being my friend.
Remix. don't know. If you haven't seen that dude doing the ad libs to that, first of all, he's insane.
Yeah.
He's so good. We left out like a lot of it. Or I did because I was like, I can't do it.
No.
So I can't, not, could not really do what actually I did, but I did that. Anyway, I just chose. I made some choices. And then that was that. So the Golden Girls, as soon as you heard, you know exactly, and it's about to go down. Because I'm about to lose my mind singing this song.
Up in here?
Up in here. So this was written by Andrew Gold. And according to him, he said it was a little throwaway thing that took him about an hour to write.
Well,
I would like to write something in an hour like that that makes me buku bucks, but haven't done it yet. It's been featured on episodes of numerous other TV shows, so The Simpsons, Dancing with the Stars, Family Guy, New Girl, Arrested Development, SNL, many others. Advertisements for Toyota, Arby's, the Super Bowl, KFC, and more. It's catchy. It's instantly recognizable. It's easy to sing along to, obviously.
KFC?
KFC.
Now, who do you sing this to? Like, who's the friend here?
The Colonel? Have you had that chicken?
But who's it's not the chicken's not his
Thank
friend.
You for being my friend, Colonel Sanders.
Interesting.
You don't like KFC?
Oh, I do like KFC.
Well, yeah. KFC used this? What?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Why?
I'm just trying to figure out the context.
It's good chicken. I'm thankful for thank God for chicken. Have you seen that? Like
Golden Girls are golden fried.
Yeah. See? It works.
The heck?
I don't know. This has gone off the rails. But anyway, it's got relatable lyrics about friendship and such.
and such.
And it's deeply ingrained in pop culture.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So and that much. Show ran from 85 to 92.
And only 7 seasons?
Oh, my God. They were old. They probably started dying off.
Man, that used to be my going to bed.
It still is. It airs. It's, yeah. Okay. It's CMT's answer to ridiculousness on MTV.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
MTV is always running ridiculousness.
Right.
Always. Which also has a great theme song.
As your co-workers
as
know.
As my co-workers know, because I will sometimes just lose my mind and forget that I'm in a public place and sing it. But this, CMT, this runs on CMT all the time currently. So if you are in late night and you have CMT on your cable package, if that's still a thing anymore, you can put on CMT and go to sleep to Golden Girls.
Yeah. And, fun fact, has been covered a million different times by our very own producer because every night he used to change the lyrics. And while we'd be going to sleep, like the Golden Girls theme would come on and he would just start singing totally random new lyrics to the Golden Girls song. So,
do you remember of them?
No.
Are they repeatable?
Some of them probably.
All of them is not too various.
Yeah, I mean, it was just something so freaking random, like just whatever he was looking at the time, or
yeah,
and hilarious.
Yeah,
if he does and say so himself,
if he does say so himself, they were hilarious. But that's the power of the Golden Girls theme.
That's right. And I would always like to think growing up that I was a Sophia because she was hilarious, but. I'm a Dorothy.
You're a Dorothy.
I'm a Dorothy through and
100%.
Through.
100%. I probably am too.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, I'm either a Sophia or a Dorothy. I may be kind of like
I don't
mixed.
Think you're, I don't think you're IDGAF enough for Sophia.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm cranky enough for Dorothy. I'm not nice enough to be Rose. I'm not slutty enough to be Blanche.
I feel like, I guess most of us are Dorothy's. She's the litmus test for normalcy on that group.
Yeah.
So, Ben, which Golden Girl are you?
Stan. Ben, hey, it's me, Stan.
Yeah, okay. If I was going to be a Golden Girl, which one would I be?
You might be Sophia. You will say some
things. That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
She probably died first.
No.
Did Rose die first?
No.
No.
She died last.
Betty White died last.
Blanche died first.
Well.
Do you know that the actress that played Sophia was actually the youngest of the four?
Isn't that crazy?
No. Yep. I thought that was Dorothy's mom.
Yeah. She played Dorothy's mom. But she was the youngest of the four actresses.
That's kind of like Screech. Screech was like 47 years old when he was playing the high school character, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Do I get to go again?
You do. You do, in fact, get to go again.
How about that? Okay. So my next pick is the A-Team.
Oh.
Oh, good time.
You left off the best part, though.
The beginning talking stuff?
Yeah.
So that part right there was directly ripped off of Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
I can hear it.
And the writer was like, I was not influenced by, I actually ripped it off.
Yeah.
Like, he straight up said that. I don't know how long this goes because I've never watched the show, so apparently.
This is a great show.
Yeah, but in 1972, a crack commando unit.
Yep.
Yeah, was sent to prison for a crime they did not commit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you had what? You had.
Those were the lyrics.
Face. Murdoch.
Yep, Mad Dog Murdoch.
Mad Dog Murdoch.
Hannibal.
Hannibal Smith.
Hannibal Smith. He was B.A. Baracus. You know what B.A. stood for?
Is it what I think it probably is?
No.
No? What is it?
Bad attitude.
That was back in the days when Mr. T was not doing, like, Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was actually... He's like this
tall. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, you know, he was a scary dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and had the gold chains and the real gravelly voice, and he was scary. And he was in the Rocky movies, and...
You know, and he never said, I pity the fool, in the 18.
Really?
He only said it in the Rocky movie.
But that was his catchphrase.
That was it. But everybody knew him. I pity the fool. My favorite line from him in the Rocky movie, though, is when they ask him for a prediction in the fight. He says, prediction? You want a prediction? Bang.
Oh, my goodness.
Golly. Yeah. You know what, though? I commend that man for a commitment to a brand.
Yeah.
Because it's been 30, 40 maybe more years, and he is still rocking that mohawk and those chains. And I mean,
the characterization in that TV show was awesome.
It was good.
I mean, you know, like as tough as B.A. Baracus was, he wouldn't fly. They had to knock him out every time they put him on a plane. And then he go looking to beat somebody up every time they realized that he was put on a plane.
And Murdoch
was nuts.
Great.
You know. So, yeah, that was...
And that van.
I loved that show. That was probably my favorite show, you know, that was like an adult show when I was growing up. Was probably the 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never seen it, but the song is great.
You've never seen an episode?
Man.
You've never seen an episode of the 18?
Not one.
Go to YouTube and...
That speaks to the...
The next thing you're going to say is you've never seen an episode of Chips.
So that's the one with the
California Highway Patrol. Right?
That's the one.
That's BJ and the Bear.
No, it's got like Eric Estrada and an orangutan or something like that.
It does have Eric Estrada.
I think his name was John, and he was a human. And that was his partner.
He was a very white guy.
I thought that was the one with
Are you thinking of those Clint Eastwood
movies? You're thinking of Clint Eastwood.
Any which way but loose.
I think maybe I have. I think maybe I have Mandela affected myself, where I'm pretty sure
she's seen little snippets of things that she's just putting them together
that existed. I'm envisioning Eric Estrada on a motorcycle and a black monkey sitting on the back.
No.
Oh no!
It's in the opening credits of Chips, but it's a man in like a gorilla suit.
No, maybe that's true, but I'm thinking of a real life animal monkey. But anyway, it may not be real because I don't know. Clearly, it's not.
Anyway, that was Chips. Anyway,
but yeah. So the A Team. So back to the A Team. This show ran from 1983 to 1987. And the song captures the essence of the show, this kind of over-the-top, action-packed, as I'm told.
It was. They blew up a lot of stuff.
So that brassy sound and the military-style percussion electric guitar sets the tone. Yeah. Sean pulled up a picture. See? It's real. An orangutan.
Well, he was not his partner.
I didn't say he was his partner.
I don't know where that
is. But I knew it. Thank you. I did not dream it up. It's okay. Real. How about that? Huh. But anyway, so the unique instrumentation sets it apart from other TV themes. It's easily identified and remembered. It's one of, if not the most recognizable instrumental theme of the 80s. I'm saying instrumental because a lot of them have words, yeah. But this one, I mean, it has the narrative part at the beginning, but it's instantly recognizable, high energy. And it creates a sense of anticipation. Anticipation. Rocky Horror. Thank you. So, fun fact. I already told you that. Yeah, so I'm done.
A-Team.
The A-Team. Boom. I guess it was a good show.
It was, and like
it was a great show. It was a freaking
like
great show.
They even made Hot Wheels of the...
I had the A-Team van.
Yeah.
Hot Wheel.
Yeah.
I sure did.
That'd be pretty cool to have an A-Team van now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And so, like, in every episode, like, Hannibal at the beginning would always dress up as, or he'd have, like, a costume. He'd be somebody completely different just to test out the person that was trying to hire him. Because the A-Team was like, they were on the run from the military police. But they were helping all these people along the way. That was kind of their deal. They were mercenaries for hire, mercs. And Hannibal would always be the one. Sometimes he'd be a little old man and just talking like this. He wanted to check their character, make sure they're good folks, you know. And one time he was a dinosaur. He's dressed up in a dinosaur outfit.
I don't remember.
On a movie set. Mm-hmm. I love it when a plan comes together. That was Hannibal's line. Oh, I'm going to go binge A-Team.
I bet you can stream it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So... in the military, promotion is when you move it on up.
This classic. Where we're moving on.
Oh, I love this right here. This is the Jeffersons, 1975 to 1985, co-written by Jeff Berry and Good Time star Janet Du Bois, performed by Janet Du Bois and a massive gospel choir.
Yeah.
So, official accolades, Rolling Stone editors rated this the greatest theme song of all time, which is different than the Rolling Stone viewers. The Rolling Stone viewers voted Cheers number one. The editors of Rolling Stone voted, ranked, I don't know if it's a vote with Rolling Stone, who knows, they called this the greatest theme song of all time. IMDb ranks it the second best theme song of the 80s decade, with only The Tonight Show ahead of it, with Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice there. Unofficial accolades. There was a 2020 Twitter war over what was the best theme song, and this one, hands down. there were just so many more good times that they figured, oh, look like good times went. The theme song obviously fits perfectly with the show. The show itself is about a rich family that started from nothing or next to nothing, and then they become millionaires.
It's a spinoff.
George is a millionaire, owns dry cleaners, and they're living in a Manhattan apartment. It is a spinoff from All in the Family, and which is it's so interesting. It's a great spinoff because he's like the black version of Archie Bunker. So you've got like Archie Bunker and his kind of
racist
kind of old viewpoints, and cranky, George is kind of the same way on the other side. And people in the family are like, oh, George, or oh, Archie, you know, Edith. but the show itself actually was incredibly important for the culture, really, because there were not, it may be the first sitcom or primetime show that showed a black family that was affluent, which obviously paves the way for like The Cosby Show and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And they handled a lot of really deep issues for a sitcom in a lot of the same ways that All in the Family did. But they talked about gun control. They talked about suicide. They talked about racism. They talked about economics. You know, George was unabashedly a capitalist. And so they kind of had a lot of stuff in there. And this song is really the perfect setup for that, because it talks about moving all the way up to the east side, you know, like Manhattan, the east side of Manhattan, because I think they moved from Queens, which is a lot more working class, over to Manhattan, which is where people that have more money than we have live.
You remember Tom and Helen, their neighbors, Tom and Helen?
Yeah.
You know who Helen
and so,
is?
And so, yeah, like, I'd have to go. I don't want to say something that's not true, but it may be the first show that had an interracial couple play such a prominent role in. I mean, 1975. I mean,
for
it's,
sure, but
you know, so I mean, they were breaking a lot of. If they didn't break the barrier, they just blew past it.
But the actress that played Helen, Roxy Roker, do you know who her son is?
Al?
No. Lenny Kravitz.
No kidding.
Wow.
True. No kidding.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the question for me was, did it pass the piano bar test?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
100%. You play this, everybody knows the words. Whether they have you seen an episode of The Jeffersons?
I have watched many episodes of The
Jeffersons. Okay. All right. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
But this is a theme song that people know, have a good time with, sing along.
Good times.
Well, no, that's a different show. That's good times.
Well,
but,
and
she sang the.
Yeah. She was on Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
People, yeah, she was a good time star.
People my age may have been introduced to this song through Nelly and the St. Lunatics song, Batter Up, where he sampled this.
Yes.
I watched it on Nick at Night, so I knew it already. But this was a huge hit for them, and they sampled this song in the chorus.
Isn't it so weird how much Nick at Night changed just from when I was there, to when I was watching Nick at Night as a kid, because I wasn't old enough to leave the house. To when you were watching Nick at Night as a kid because you weren't old enough. Like, I was watching Donna Reed at night and Father Knows Best and
My Three Sons.
And by the time you were there, it was probably All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Good Times maybe.
Some Good Times, some Different Strokes.
Was Sanford and Son on there?
No. No, I've not.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, we do a 70s.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
Is going on the list.
That's a great.
That's a great. That is a great song.
Oh,
We're going to do 70s pretty soon.
Oh, well, man, I'm getting my groove on right now just thinking about some Sanford and Son.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, wait. What? It just, yep.
I guess that's a...
He's a grease.
That's a mic drop moment, I guess, is the bell.
So, anyway. But anyway, that's my pick.
All right.
The Jeffersons.
Heather.
Okay. Now, I guarantee this would pass the piano bar test.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
What?
The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning
the facts of life. You don't know the words to the facts of life song?
So I know the take the good, you take the take them on, there you have. And then beyond that, it's a So I know the first line. And I did watch the show. I have seen episodes. I liked it when it came on.
I love that show. Man, that was for girls my age, that was.
Yeah, it didn't offer much for boys.
It really didn't. They didn't show up very often. You were watching the 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ran from 1980 to 1988.
That's a pretty good run, actually.
Yeah. It was a spinoff of Different Strokes, which.
Who was the character that came off of that? Different Strokes.
Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think Tootie was on there a few times. Oh, yeah, Mrs. Garrett, yeah. So this was written by Gloria Loring, who was actually on Days of Our Lives at the time, and her husband, Alan Thicke, who played Jason Seaver on
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains, and they are the parents of Robin Thicke.
Yep.
That, such as that is, and his exemplary lifestyle that he leads. But yeah. Granted, there is a large span of time between my childhood and your childhood, more than most siblings.
Yeah,
there, you know. But if you had been closer in age to me, I guarantee that you would know all the words to the Facts of Life theme song. You maybe not, Ben. I don't know. Anyway, Facts of Life. All right. So, I really thought that was a winner.
She said, this will definitely pass the piano bar.
It's like crickets. Chirp, chirp. Yeah. It's, God. Anyway, and you may not know this one either, but boy, you're missing out. Let's see. All right. My whole
Your world has been turned upside down.
I know. I don't even know what. Anyway, I've got all right, play it.
Upside down.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I referenced this on the Van Halen episode.
Yeah. Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe myself.
This doesn't really kick in till the chorus, but
right, yeah, you gotta wait for the chorus.
On top of the world, you should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Find a way.
That's all I know of it, though.
Yeah. Entered the top 40 in June of 1981 and peaked at number 2 by August. So this was actually a legit hit. It was kept out of the top spot by Endless Love.
Ooh.
Yeah. Its
certified gold in Australia. And it's funny, under the and this totally fits under the genre when you look it up. It's under yacht rock.
Oh yeah,
which it totally fits there for sure. I mean, I think the song is better and more popular than the show.
I haven't seen the show. Is this the one with the guy that looks like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, kind of. The show is kind of cute. He was a high school teacher, and he gets superpowers from aliens, and they give him this suit, and he can do all kinds of stuff. He can fly. He's got super strength. He's got maybe invisibility or something like that. But he lost the instruction manual, so he doesn't know how to use the suit. And so one of those things that's in the instruction book that he doesn't have anymore is how to land. Uh-huh. So he's always messing up the landing after he's been flying in the suit. So this was actually composed by Mike Post, who also did the themes for Law and Order. He did the dun dun, you know, Law and Order, A-Team, NYPD Blue, Rockford Files, L.A. Law, Quantum Leap, Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues, and fun fact.
It's time for a fun fact, fun fact.
He produced.
Guess what? If you don't let me finish the song.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He produced the Van Halen 3 album.
It all comes full circle.
I told you it gave me Greatest American Hero vibes.
Yeah.
Well, but that was a Sammy Hagar song.
So anyway, yeah. So Mike Post, very, very prolific.
Was TV this team the show? I'm trying to think what show it was. It might have been this one, where there was like this quartz looking thing that glowed blue, and it would maybe talk.
Are you thinking about Mork and Mindy?
Maybe.
Orson.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They like hid it in a drawer because they didn't want people to see it.
I think you might be thinking about Mork and Mindy.
Maybe. It's possible.
I didn't even really like watch this show very much, but everybody loves this song. So like people my age, we just sing it anyway. We know the song. We don't necessarily.
I thought it was this show.
Maybe.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't remember the show very well. I just remember him crashing into everything all the time because he couldn't land.
I think it might have been this show.
You're looking at me and it's the wrong.
Hold on.
There was at one point we had a little bit of TV land. And so I have seen the intro section to this song. And there were a couple episodes of Alf that would be on.
Oh, Alf.
Yeah. And then I think I maybe saw a clip or two of Mork and Mindy. But I don't. These are not shows that were coming on Nick at Night for me.
No. Wait a minute.
Google image search has been clutch today.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, what was that?
What is
that? I don't remember.
Out of This World? I don't remember that at all. But it was from the show Out of This World.
I remember. I recognize that thing, but I don't.
Out of Syndication is what I think it is.
Okay.
Right. We ready?
Yep.
Ben.
I want to start with the definition of iconic.
Oh, boy.
On your third pick?
Okay.
One, of or relating to or having the characteristics of an icon.
Okay.
Number two, widely recognized and well established. I present to you, for your consideration, possibly the most well-known theme song in the history of television.
I mean,
sunny day, sleeping up.
So does this pass the piano bar test? Yes. Yeah. How do I know? I saw it happen.
Yeah.
So yes, it absolutely does. You know how many times they've changed this theme song since 1969?
Never.
None times.
None times.
They've never changed it. Is Sesame Street an iconic show? 100%. How many people have, I bet you more people have watched Sesame Street than any of these other shows? Because we all watch it as a kid.
Well, and it came on every day.
Everybody watches Sesame Street somewhere. Either at home, at daycare, kindergarten. Everybody watches Sesame Street. I'm just saying it's possible that this is the single most iconic theme song in the history of the world. Not just the 80s, of the world. I'm just putting that out there.
I actually like the Electric Company theme song better, though.
But it's not which one we like. It's iconic.
Iconic, okay. How long did it take you to recognize it?
A little bit. Like, when they started singing, and I watched Sesame Street.
Yeah.
When they get to Sunny Days, everybody knows what
I was
it
like,
is.
Oh, yeah, but I recognized what song it was, but I didn't recall any of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Anyway, that's
so starting it to be all hopped up about
not
something.
This
you're like,
piano
this
bar.
Is it.
It's not it.
Well, did you have anything to add?
I think it stands on its own. I think it is relating to or having characteristics of the icon. The icon being Sesame Street, the show, is more iconic than any other show.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
And it is relating to it. Because it's the theme song to it. And it is widely recognized and well-established because I feel like more people know the Sesame Street theme song than all these other ones. Because we all watched it as a kid. Like, almost everybody watched it as a kid.
Yeah, I did watch it. Do you have more? Or I don't know where to go from
this. I feel like, though, if somebody said, you know, sing me a song from Sesame Street, I feel like more people might go, like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah. I considered, well, wait.
Okay.
You get another pick. No.
It's me.
No, it's Beth.
You get another pick.
All right. So my final pick is show running from 1987 to 1995, Full House.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
So Full House, so like Golden Girls, especially for people my age, this might, since this was late 80s, I don't know, maybe y'all missed this one.
No, this was on TGIF. We recorded it.
DJ Tanner, same age as me.
Well, there you go. So like Golden Girls, this has a catchy upbeat, easy to remember, sing along to lyrics. It's a feel-good song about family, love, togetherness. This show about this large, unconventional family who are navigating the ups and downs of life. It's often referenced, parodied, well known by original fans and newer fans who watch the show on reruns. It got like a resurgence from the TikTok generation because it became a thing maybe, I don't know, not too long ago where people would use this song as the music and like businesses or organizations like like camps, kids camps or whatever, they'd show all the counselors or the, like at a business, all the team, the reception desk or whatever, they'd have the song going and the person would be like shuffling papers and they look up and then they smile like, and then it's like, this is Deborah. And then like you go to the next person and they're like, come out from around the corner like, hey, this is Stacy or whatever. Yeah. And you're introducing your team using this music. So even TikTok generation would recognize this song because it's just fun to use.
It is. I hate that so many of the full house cast, you know, got scandalized in various ways.
Did they?
Yeah, like, what's her name?
She's like canceled.
Yeah.
She's real conservative.
She's like with Kirk Cameron's group, right?
That's her brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Kirk Cameron's her brother.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
they had the education deal at Stanford, right?
Yeah. Aunt Becky.
Uh huh. And then Mary Kate and Ashley have had some scam, but they're just living their lives right now. They're like, we just don't want a lot of attention anymore. They're like designing clothes and saying, leave us alone.
You got it, dude.
Obviously, John Stamos still, you know.
And Uncle then Jesse, obviously,
Dave
though,
Coulier, you know, is still trying to
get out of the movie theater.
Yeah, he's trying to live down the fact that You Ought to Know was written about him. However, also, but maybe the worst was Jodie Sweetin. What's her name?
Stephanie Tanner. Yeah,
she was in some stuff.
And then you know we lost Bob Saget.
We did. Yep.
He was filthy.
He was absolutely filthy. He was.
So really, Kimmy might be the most normal one.
Kimmy Gibbler. Weirdly enough.
Oh, yeah. And what's his name was Aladdin? Steve.
Oh yeah.
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 He had a big time.
So
with that, I guess. Yeah. And Fuller House was not bad.
It wasn't great,
but I mean, it was different. You know, you're expecting, I think, like any nostalgic show, and you're coming on and trying to do like a, and it's not really a continuation of it, but it's, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
And you don't have the same, like cast of characters and that same feeling that you did when you were younger.
Yeah.
Kind of like with How I Met Your Mother when they did How I Met Your Father. It's just not.
What did she say all the time?
Kimmy?
How rude.
What's her girl? Yeah.
Yeah, and you got it, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Man, they were cute.
They were super cute.
And then, like, for me growing, then they were growing, like, and they were huge because they had, like, a TV show.
All the movies.
And all those movies where they would do little investigations. They had a sing-along video that I loved. And they would wear overalls that were opposites. So one of them would have like purple overalls and a green shirt, and the other one would have the green, same color green on the shirt, but it was the overalls and then the purple.
Didn't they sell a clothing line at Walmart or something?
Yes, yeah. They were designing like real folks, like famous clothes, like fancy clothes that we cannot afford. Did not sell at Walmart.
Yeah.
They got
anorexic for a while.
Was either one of them in Fuller House, or did they not?
No, they did not do that.
I think they just said Michelle's.
They referenced the character, but they didn't show up
doing something somewhere else.
Because I think they were trying to protect their privacy. I think they're moms now, and they're just. But I mean, if you're growing up and they had all those terrible things, you know, said about them, and that was in the age of like super paparazzi, and people were on the grocery store. So-and-so is a lizard person that time. So, but yeah, Full House.
All right, so I guess we can talk about some of the songs that did not make our list. And most of mine did make the list. Here are two that did not.
Okay.
One was The Muppet Show.
Yep, good one.
And one, it was 1989. If it had been earlier than 1989... probably would have added it to the list. That was the first year Hank Williams Jr. did Are You Ready for Some Football, Monday Night Football theme.
Oh. Okay.
If we do a 90s one, there's a pretty good chance that one's going to go right.
Spoiler alert.
But, you know, if it had been like 1987 and it was had a little bit more than 1 year invested in there, I probably would have had to draft that one. But...
hey, we drafted Eddie Van Halen for
people. Yeah, that's right. And here's one that I didn't put it on my list, but I'm just thinking, like,
I sang the heck out of the Charles in Charge.
Oh, yes.
Lyric, song.
New
song.
Boy in the Neighborhood. Yep.
100%.
Charles in Charge.
And Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Sorry.
Saved by the Bell. That was.
Well, they were back when I got when I got home from school. It was like Charles in Charge, Saved by the Bell.
Mm. I only had two that my top six got drafted. Ooh. So, yeah. Saved by the Bell. Different Strokes, which is great. And I didn't, my other ones, I only have to eight on here, but my other one was The Fall Guy. Do you remember The Fall Guy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That show was great.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
Yeah. He was married to Farrah Fawcett. Lee Majors was married to Farrah Fawcett.
And I love The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
He was outside of the A-Team, well, that may have been my second favorite show.
Yeah, and they've made a movie, Ryan Gosling. There's a Fall Guy movie.
It doesn't look anything like the TV show.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm a little hesitant to watch it.
Yeah. Number one, Fall Guy was good.
Ryan Gosling kind of gives me the creeps, first of all.
Do you get the ick? Kenneth. From... No, we're not Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling. No.
Oh, wait, Ryan Gosling. I'm thinking about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no.
I'm picturing Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Gosling is in Barbie.
Is in Barbie, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also had that Hot Wheel. I had the A-Team truck.
I mean the
Fall Guy truck. I had the Fall Guy truck, the A-Team. I had Knight Rider.
Yeah, I was about to say, I have not heard that mentioned yet, which is pretty iconic, too.
I had the General Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Ghostbusters car. I did not have a Batmobile.
Oh.
Hmm. I did not. I did not.
She's literally like, okay, cool story. Anyway.
Cool story, bro.
But like weirdly, I think I had a Batmobile.
Oh.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
But it probably came out of like a Happy Meal. I'm sure it was not bought for me specifically because I give two boos about Batman. But anyway, the ones that I did not draft were...
Did you say two boobs?
Two boos. Boos. Oh. I mean, I don't give two boobs either, I guess. I would not give...
I'm gonna keep these.
There are some things in the world that I guess I would... But it's not the Batmobile.
Not the Batmobile.
So anyway, I had two that I did not draft. Happy Days and Three's Company.
Oh, gosh. Come and knock on our door.
I loved
that
show.
How long did Three's Company, when was that?
It probably ran into the 80s.
Yeah, I looked it up.
It started in the 70s, though.
It did go into the 80s.
Have you seen, like, lately, they've been having Mrs. Roper pub crawls where you dress in a caftan and a red wig.
Stephanie, our cousin Stephanie, participated in
that.
Yeah. I saw pictures.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It looks interesting for sure.
Yeah.
So we've got 9 iconic 80s TV theme songs.
Yep.
What are they?
Ben has drafted Cheers, The Jeffersons, and Sesame Street. Heather drafted The Dukes of Hazzard.
Blue Chippers. What I got. I drafted Blue Chippers.
Heather drafted The Dukes of Hazzard, Facts of Life, and Greatest American Hero.
Solid.
And I drafted Golden Girls, The A-Team, and Full House.
Heather, I got to say, I don't think this was your strongest draft.
Oh, man.
That's just... K Sesame Street. Where'd that come from? Just out of, I mean... Who cares what you think?
I got my popcorn again.
But hey, we got 9 songs. We got to go from 9 songs... 2-5.
Working 9-2-5. I'm just pissed off now.
She left me out to dry.
All right. So that just cracked me up sometimes.
Oh, man.
So, all right. Heather's big man. before we even get started. So, here's the thing. We've got 9 iconic themes. We gotta cut it down to 5. where should we start? where do you think we should start? Sesame Street. Beth, if you could cut one song, what would you cut?
Oh, don't do this to me.
Just one. If you could just cut one. Just one.
Ooh. Iconic TV theme. So I guess I'm trying to decide which one, Facts of Life or Greatest American Hero, is more memorable or that people my age would know. I think, I mean, like, neither, but it's really like a Joe Biden, Donald Trump situation where I don't really, neither one of them really are a good option.
Here's where I think there's agreement. I think there's agreement with two to cut Facts of Life and Great American Hero, and there's agreement with two to cut Sesame Street.
I would agree with that assessment. But Heather just told each of us that we were number one.
Mm-hmm.
So that means she doesn't get number one for sure.
That's
the way I would interpret that.
So do we want to cut those three?
I mean, I feel like even though I feel like I made a great case for Sesame Street to be in the top five, I don't think it's going to make the top five. So.
Well, that is easy peasy lemon squeezy. So now we have Cheers, The Jeffersons, Dukes of Hazzard, Golden Girls, A-Team, Full House. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We just need to cut one more.
I would cut Full House if it were me.
Is that what you would cut, Heather?
Order bands.
You're going to have to cut Cheers or the Jeffersons.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it would be, for me, and it's just based on liking the song.
Mm-hmm.
The songs I like the least.
Are you, your ass crunching?
What are you doing?
It's getting picked up. Man's iron deficient over here.
Jeez. I would either, gosh. It would either be Full House or Cheers that I like the least. Oh. What was that little head shudder? Can't believe it.
It's America.
Probably because
it's most iconic.
I know what the category is, sir. Okay. if you will stop talking, like, I'm trying to cut.
She's the notorious B.I.G. man right now.
The notorious big.
The notorious man. Oh,
God. Who said that?
One of my students, they were like, oh, I love rap and hip hop. I said, who's your favorite hip hop artist? They said, the notorious Big. And I said, sit down. Go back.
He was at odds with Tupac.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. So, all right. Okay. Here's the thing. There's no denying that Cheers is an iconic 80s TV theme. The thing about Full House is I consider it maybe more of a 90s show. So I would probably eliminate that one.
So that's two for Full House. So we've done it. We've 1, 2, 3, 4.
And honestly, in the 90s, I think Full House stacks up very well.
Yeah, I mean, it would be in the running definitely for the 90s.
Because 90s themes are different than 80s themes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, the stylistically, they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
Let me move them over. And we've got our five.
I'm glad A-Team made it.
In no particular order, the top five most iconic 80s TV theme songs we have Cheers, The Jeffersons, Dukes of Hazzard, Golden Girls, A-Team. So now we got to rank these boys. Ooh.
Hmm. We all got our number ones. Mm. So we are not going to agree on what's number one. Which means we're going to have to make somebody mad because there's going to have to be agreement on what's number two. Because there might be agreement on what's number two. But there might not be, but there will not be agreement on what's number one.
No.
Of the five, I would have it between, well, as it was listed, Cheers was my number one, Jefferson's my number two, Golden Girls was my number four, and A-Team was my number five. So, like, that is, and then what's the other one that we, Dukes of Hazzard was my number six. So, like, for me, I would have the last one between A-Team and, that's me, and Dukes of Hazzard.
I would probably put four and five that way, too.
But they're 5-6 for me, so I'm not. They're so close. Like I'm not really particular about which one gets five and which one gets six. Or I mean, four or five.
My thing is with, well, it's hard to, I guess, compare the two because one of them is just instrumental and one of them has lyrics. But I think as far as when you hear it. And, like, instantly being like, oh, I know that. I feel like the A-Team, the music sequence, is maybe more recognizable than the Dukes of Hazzard theme. But that's me not living in this time. In the this time of the 1900s.
I would probably disagree with that because... Number one, the one thing that helps the Dukes of Hazzard is that its syndication far surpasses that of the A-Team.
Oh, I guess, and they had all the movies, and
they had all the movies. Yeah. Like CMT, I think maybe still plays Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know.
I think that's right. But and, I love how you're having this conversation about what's four and five when I didn't even have the Jeffersons on my list at all.
Oh, well, that's...
No. I think of the Jeffersons as more of a 70s show, kind of like the way I feel like Full House is a 90s show.
But it ran significantly in the 80s, right?
It was, I think, 75 to 85, so it's half in the 70s, half in the 80s.
That's quite a while in the 80s.
Well, it wasn't on my list, so I'm just saying.
Okay. So
put that in your juice box and suck it.
But there is agreement on four and five.
Between y'all. Oh, y'all. But
if you would like to be a part of the discussion about which one
no,
goes
I'm
four,
go
which
ahead.
One goes five.
Y'all just figure it out.
I would put yeah. Dukes of Hazzard 4, A-Team 5.
That makes sense to me. Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. That's good.
Heather's going to be providing a lot of input moving forward.
Yeah, not so much. Which is, I mean, you would be kind of the swing vote from here out because the rest of them are ours.
Well, we can definitely say that now. She's the Jeffersons is almost certainly going to be third.
Oh,
because
You didn't.
You're going to put Golden Girls above the Jeffersons, and absolutely. She's going to put.
I would put
Jeffersons
Golden Girls
last.
Above
I mean, so, the rest of it should be a no brainer. It should be Golden Girls number one.
No brainer.
No brainer.
TV Guide thinks that
it was my number
there
two.
There should be more thought to that. IMDb thinks there
that's
should
my
be
original
more
number two.
Where was Cheers for you?
Five.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived through the 80s.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't go to bars in Boston very much in the 80s.
No?
Can't relate.
You know, they changed the lyrics. The original lyrics were very Boston-centric. They mentioned the Red Sox and stuff like that, and then they changed the lyrics to make it more accessible to other people.
Okay.
Okay. So what's left?
Well, it sounds like we've got it. It sounds like, what do they call it? The die is cast. Mm. It sounds like Golden Girls is going to be number one, because y'all agree to that.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jefferson's is going to be number three.
I wouldn't.
You put the Jeffersons above.
Jeffersons four and Cheers seven. I much prefer the Jeffersons, but I guess we're talking about iconic. Let me think about that.
But Heather wouldn't even put Jeffersons in the top five.
But I feel like I feel like Jeffersons has a longer lasting. I feel like it's more widely recognized by people my age. Because, I mean, I remember singing this, like, on the playground, that show. But maybe that's specific to Malvern. But that's what I would do. I don't know. I'm just saying, because that's what we were doing when I was in fourth and fifth grade singing. I guess it's up to, I would do Jefferson's Cheers. You would do Cheers Jefferson.
That's correct.
And you would do, so it's up to Heather. Your swing vote. Oh, but you didn't have the Jeffersons at all, right?
I didn't. Because, I think it's more of a 70s. Mm-hmm. It feels like a more of a 70s show to me. I feel like it had jumped the shark by the 80s, so to speak.
So you would say Cheers is more iconic? I mean, they're both being...
Yeah,
so you
probably.
You can't really piss them off anymore. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
No, not that. I mean, like, if that was your goal.
Oh.
All right. So, we did it. The most iconic 80s TV themes. Our final ranking is number one, The Golden Girls. Two, Cheers. Three, The Jeffersons. Four, Dukes of Hazzard. Five, A-Team.
Okay. All right. I can live with it. Well, I really do feel like Cheers should be number one. But I don't have the votes. So
you don't have the votes.
I will just
you're gonna need congressional approval and you don't have the votes.
I will
That's a Hamilton joke if you don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So Hamilton's is that an opera or is that a musical?
I wouldn't say it's an opera, no.
it's what you call a sung through musical.
So there are no speaking lines. It's all
not
many sung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's you could listen to the soundtrack.
So what makes it not an opera?
It doesn't have the elements of an opera like arias and I mean you could make a case for it, but it's really a sung through musical. Okay. Kind of like Les Mis is a sung through.
There's no
musical.
Speaking parts in Les Mis.
Not really.
Huh.
Not many.
Okay.
You should watch it. Have you seen it?
Les Mis?
No.
Hamilton? I have not watched Hamilton all the way through. I've seen individual songs. I've seen a lot of individual songs.
I think you would like it.
Oh, because I like history. I'm sure I would like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you listen to hip-hop in the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
So he draws on, he makes some references from some songs that were released at that time.
Yeah. All right. So we have a list.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, it's a good list. I think we got number one wrong. That's okay. Before we leave you, Heather's still big mad over there. Yes, I wish we had video of her just sulking over there, just seething.
Oh, my God.
Seething.
It's a little much.
But, hey, what we want you to do is we want you to catch us on social media. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We're kind of on TikTok. We're not really on TikTok.
We're trying to get production.
Yeah.
In on.
We do have a YouTube channel that doesn't have video, but if you would prefer to watch our watch our audio. You can do
it's
that.
It's fascinating.
If you have synesthesia, yeah. you can yeah. watch our audio.
I think that's it. I think that's what we got.
Doesn't really matter because we don't check it that often.
That's right.
Anyway.
We do have an email address. You can email us at themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com. Themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com. That I do check with some regularity.
Great.
So thanks, and we're going to catch you in 2 weeks.
What is this? Hawaii 5-0?
Miami 5-0.
Oh, hey, I was kind of close.
Wrong coast.
Where is the beach?
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.